point to be the first to say it. So what you're doing is wonderful.
Let me be the second to say that what you're doing here is tremendous.
It is amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Remember, Norm, I was the first ahead of them for doing that.
Thank you.
And I was sincere.
And seriously, I don't think people understand. Norm works on this like all year.
It's like the draft.
You have to. The things he puts together and the money he raises is just astonishing.
Well Soroy spends at least 20 minutes trying to book these guests. So.
Yeah, you know, Soroy called me and he said, man, you got to get up here and save the Normathon. And I'm driving up here. You know, I just threw on whatever and sped up here, and I'm listening to it, and I don't know that it needs saving. You guys are killing it.
Well. Yeah.
Like some of the best radio I've ever heard.
So are you saying you want to go home then?
Well, if I can. If you guys have it under control, I'd like to get out of here.
I don't think we got it.
Man, I don't know about that either. We do that little certain something to put us over the top, don't you think, George?
Oh, absolutely. We were just messing around that last segment.
So you haven't? Are you going to save your story for when you come back?
Yeah, probably. I can give you a short version if you want.
Yeah, a little mini version would be good.
Okay. Well, I was at home and Soroy said you got to save the Normathon.
We heard that one already.
Oh, a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got food poisoning on our trip. We went to Paris.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. And last 2 days, laid out. Bad food poisoning, and man, I got to tell you.
You got to be careful when you go to Northeast Texas.
Yeah.
Not that
some
Paris.
Of the barbecue
Paris,
places.
Paris, France, the home of the Wildcats.
Not
business.
I know.
Not Paris, Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, Paris, France.
Like deep. Oh, okay.
Yes.
It was the most unbelievable 20-minute stretch I've ever spent on a toilet. I mean, it was unreal. Like, if this had been a scene in a movie, everyone would have said, that can't happen.
Oh, man.
Are we talking massive quantums?
Massive.
He told me at least 50 gallons.
And it got to a point where I'm laughing because it's so unreal. Man. Like, my body can't hold all of that.
I know. It reaches that point, doesn't
yes.
it, where you just laugh at it all.
Yes.
Was there anything coming in reverse?
No, I did not throw up.
Okay.
So I tried to... when it first hit, but I can't. I don't like throwing up.
Oh, I don't either.
I can't make myself. You know, some people can stick the finger down the throat.
Yeah.
I can't do that either.
Did you identify the offending morsel?
Yes. It was the only thing that we both had, and it was at my birthday dinner, and it was something we didn't order. We ordered our meal, and then they brought everybody the same thing, like this pre-appetizer.
Wait a minute. Before you say this, Mike, I want you to think about this, because he's going to tell you what it was. And you tell me whether or not you would have eaten this.
I'm going to say Ryan's no way. I'll say ahead of time there's no way Ryan's
Yeah, I got
eat
a
it.
Feeling that the answer is going to be
he
no.
Just discovered.
Well, that's like Craig
okay,
tell
okay.
you.
All right. Okay.
So it's a French restaurant, like traditional.
No.
It was some kind of chicken liver soup. It was yellow and had something in it.
Oh, man.
Chicken liver.
So I may have passed on that one.
All right. Wait a minute. It was a jaundiced liver?
That's what it looked like. Okay. Yes.
Like an alcoholic.
And we ate it because we didn't want to offend the chef who was circling the dining room.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And it wasn't that great. But that's the only thing we each had, so it had to be that.
Do you think that everybody in that restaurant got sick? They had to have, right?
Yeah, I bet they did.
Was it a big restaurant?
No, it was small. Maybe 8 tables, 10 tables.
Chick-fil-A?
All right, just for the record here, I'm in no way opposed to the chicken liver.
But it needs to be
That's
fried.
Good to know.
Yeah. It needs
yeah.
to be fried
yeah.
with, yeah.
yeah.
You don't want it in soup?
No, I don't want it in soup.
I'm just discovered guacamole 2 years ago, and you're saying that you would eat chicken livers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been eating them since I was 5.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the thing. My mom made his liver once a week.
Yeah,
because it was supposed to be good for you, and it was
mine did too. She
awful.
Used to make calf's liver and rice, and it was great.
What's
I loved
the deal
it.
With liver in that
back
era?
Back then, they thought it was really healthy.
Liver and onions.
A lot of iron.
Yes.
Yeah,
liver and onions.
My dad, we'd go to Luby's, and every time, Dad, we'd get liver and onions.
My wife will roll that out right now if we go to Luby's. Liver and onions. Oh. And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Is that the early bird special, Corby?
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Blue plate or whatever. Yeah. What, you've had to have had massive experience with liver.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's all I eat.
Your mom made it once a week?
My mom made it once a week, too. It was great. Loved it.
Liver.
Yes, liver.
I always said, what's wrong with this steak? That's what I would always say. And then finally they broke it to me. There was liver.
Liver.
And what type liver. Of what type of liver is this that you – is it –
It's not it's not chopped liver.
Is no, it wasn't chopped liver.
What animal did it come from, I guess?
I guess
what
it
I'm
was
asking.
A cow's liver.
It's calf's liver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yuck.
That was terrible.
So, wait a
I've never had it.
If you're out on cow's liver, don't what other liver it? Would you be in
Oh,
on?
Yeah. No, I'm out on all liver.
Pig chicken liver?
No, I'm good. I haven't had liver. I have one.
Goat liver.
I'm good. No liver. Zero.
No human liver.
We have found the food that you will eat that I won't. That's amazing. I didn't think that food was out there. It's liver.
Well, I don't know if I'll eat it now. I haven't had it in years.
Wait a minute. So what else is on your rejected food list?
Everything that's not fried
that's
or
not
in
a
the
hamburger.
Form of a dinosaur.
That is not true. That is patently not true.
Okay, so just a mini list here.
Oh, my God, dude. It started, you know, I will give him credit because he has picked up a little bit of steam on the food front in the last 5 years. He started eating sushi and guacamole and things like that. I mean, again, I feel like I'm talking about a 10-year-old kid.
I know. He finally started on guac.
But he's very picky. Like, he just doesn't like food.
Yeah, I am. I'm
general.
Picky.
Yeah.
Are you picky when you go to the ballpark?
Like, as far as what I will eat goes, or
at the ballpark.
Girls or what?
He's not picky with the girls. I'll tell you that much.
So do you see dining as a chore, or like, is it ever enjoyable, or do you just get through it?
It's kind of half and half. It's sometimes partly, and some of it's not too bad.
Here's the problem. He goes into every restaurant with such great trepidation.
Yes, I do. Now that I do.
He wears it on his face, mm-hmm. and then he opens the menu, and he's already got the bad attitude, and within 30 seconds, you'll just...
He knows what he's talking about here. He has seen this many, many times.
You can't see his face because the menu's like over his face, you know, and all you'll just hear, oh, God.
Nothing looks good.
No, nothing.
So are you a creature of habit then? I mean, do you say to yourself, well, I do have these two or three places I really actually do like.
Of the highest
And you
order.
Keep going back there.
Yes,
oh,
I do.
And include fast food
every
places.
Day. He'll every go to day. The same place every day
when
for
we're training
years
camp.
And years.
Well, yeah. Didn't you used to walk down to Yarrow's every day in Oxnard? Wasn't that the place
the
you
habit.
Walked down to?
He goes to the Habit.
I go to
the
love
Habit.
That place.
Yeah.
The Habit's great.
And what do you
it
get?
It is.
Great.
At the Habit, what do you get every day?
Get the burger.
86 Indian all meat.
And that's the thing, too,
bread.
Is that he'll have such a bad attitude at these restaurants. And then here's some poor waiter that's like 19 years old who walks up and he's like, can I take your order, please? You know, and we're like, I'll have this and all of that. And then Mike, with the big long pause and the... I'm going to bite down, swallow hard, and go with the Stegosaurus nuggets. Everything is bite down and swallow hard. The waiter's like, "What? Why are you here?"
And you have the same thing here. Like, you have the same lunch every day?
I'll go off on benders where I'll go to a place for a few weeks, same place every day. But yeah, when I find a place I like, I stick with it for a while.
Well, the first time I was ever subjected to this was in San Diego and at the Super Bowl, and this was in like 2000 or 2001. We found this place on the harbor, and it was great. It really was, and it mm-hmm. overlooked the ocean, super pretty. And so we went there and had lunch, and then we left, and then it was time to go to lunch the next day. And I was like, well, let's figure out another place. And no. We're going back. I was like, well, why? There's something on the menu that you wanted to try. Why do you want to go back? No. It's safe. I like what I got. We're going to get it again. And then every day.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's
when you find something you dig, you stick with it.
And that's like, why y'all used to have that theory of always going to the chain restaurants when we'd go on the road.
Because, oh, that was the Hammers doing.
Yeah.
But you were on board with it. You liked it because you knew what you were going to get.
I was somewhat on board with it, but I will go easily to a non-chain place.
Okay.
But then he has to put on the whole front and, oh, God.
We're going there.
No, I only do that when you throw out some place that I know I'm not going to lie.
There was a place, we went spring training one time, and this is a Hammer story, but it was the first day we were in spring training. And we go to this little strip mall area, and there are tons of places to eat. And we wanted to eat something a little bit healthy, and there was a place called Kyoto Bowl. And it was just a Japanese bowl place.
No way. Negatory, man. No way.
That was it.
It's not a bowling alley.
No, Norm. Okay. And the Hammer's like, No. And we're like, come on, man.
Boyd guard.
Get whatever you want in here. It's no big deal. So for whatever reason, he ordered in his bowl took like 30 minutes longer than the rest of us. We were like done by the time he gets his bowl, and he gets his bowl and it looked pretty half-ass, his did, and they only had plastic forks and knives and things like that. And that's another rule that the Hammer used to have was, I want steel, and if it's no steel, we're out of here. So he's got his bowl and we're all kind of looking at him laughing just because we knew that he was miserable, and he, you know, his big old meat hook hands, he jams a fork in there and the fork just snaps. And he's like, that's it, we're out of here.
He just
kicks
left
the bowl over and walks out.
So you wouldn't get that at a chain restaurant.
No.
It's 3:32. Cobra, Mike, Junes, George, Donovan, Norm.
Boy, we having fun.
Mike.
We are having fun.
Everybody's here. At the Star Power at the Toll Road in Arapahoe on the ticket.
You know who didn't clear Christmas, Mike, back in 1982?
Let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
I would like to congratulate every man, woman, and child out here at Star Power and by the channel right now, because you did it. You not only made, but you cleared Christmas.
Yes.
We did it. There are three elements. You make it, so at midnight on the 25th, you made it. Then you see it. Then you clear it.
Yes.
Yeah. Make, see, clear.
And you have achieved all three.
With your help, because Mike had a minute-by-minute countdown
going.
That's
right, of the last 5 minutes.
I did like the last countdown, just to make sure everyone cleared.
Yes. Like, don't get cocky now. There's 5 minutes left.
That's right.
Now you can get cocky.
You are unlike Dean Martin, Charlie Chaplin, George Michael, Billy Martin, who all made but did not clear Christmas. You guys did.
So you know who did not clear Christmas in 1982? Ray Davidson.
Nope.
My grandfather. So...
So he saw it.
He saw it.
But
he made
didn't
it.
Clear it.
He was seeing it.
Yeah, he was so happy.
Yeah, did he open up
he
a present?
Great. No, no.
No?
I don't think he ever actually saw it. He made it.
Okay, he made it.
He was in some form of smoker coma or something like that. I don't know. I was 12. He smoked a lot. I know that. He was like 60, and he looked like he was 230.
I think all grandfathers maybe passed us, all grandfathers smoked. Mine did also. Just smoked away, and that's all I knew.
See, you guys just don't understand. Life was hard back then.
No, they made bad choices.
No, I wasn't a choice. You had to smoke.
Like at 5, they just put a pack of cigarettes in your backpack.
Everybody else did, so you had to, too.
You know, you hear these stories, and it was a lot worse back in the day, but I knew people that weren't that much older than me that told me they started smoking when they were like 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I knew guys that did that.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Ronnie Benedict was 9 the first time I ever saw him.
So weird.
Where is he now?
Can you imagine?
I have no idea.
There's no chance he made it, right?
Either dead or in jail.
Okay. Like, I try to picture that now, having a 10-year-old, what that would look like. If I walked in there and him or his friends or whatever out in the yard smoking, which they wouldn't have to do back in the day. They could just smoke in the house. They're up there playing with their jacks, smoking.
I've got three Z's.
That's right. And the cigarettes just dangling out of their mouth.
Who teaches them how to do it?
You couldn't play jacks without smoking.
Well, probably everything that they saw on television had people smoking. So you didn't have to teach them. It was right there in front of them. Yeah.
Did you guys not have an early teen cigarette? I'm sure most of you did. Mike? You definitely did.
I probably was. Do grapevines count?
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
Smoking grapevines.
What is that?
That's what you smoked when you couldn't get your hands on cigarettes.
What is that, though?
Is it like a cigar, cigarello?
No, it's like a you go out in the woods and pull down a grapevine.
Really?
A branch or something?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Like the yeah.
You smoked a tree?
Got it.
What now?
You know what?
I'm so confused. Are they... Do they grow in the form of a cigarette? what
so you just pop something off a tree?
Yeah, you just... grab one and, you know, maybe pull a little bit off the ends of it and get it where it's about that long. Torch
okay.
it out.
Okay, I did that as a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was called, though.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be off a grapevine, just any twig you
yeah.
find.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, I lit a toothpick once before thinking I was smoking.
I never did any of this.
But you're just pretending it's just lit on one end and
right.
you're just basically
right.
playing with fire. That's what you're doing. You're not even...
Or would you inhale the smoke of a grapevine?
Well, no, you didn't really inhale it, but, I mean, you could taste something that was kind of odd in there, and it wasn't bad.
It's a big problem, I understand, out in Napa Valley with the kids,
yeah.
high school kids, raiding the vineyards
right.
to smoke the grapevines. You know, my mom was an occasional smoker when I was growing up. She tried to do it on the sly so, you know, me and my sister wouldn't see her, but... couple times we were around her, and I remember one time I was probably 10, and I asked, can I have a smoke or a puff or whatever? She goes, okay. And it was the worst experience of my
yeah.
life until the toilet experience of last week.
Yeah.
But it was awful.
Right.
I mean, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why does anybody want to do this?
Well, you know, I had a problem. I have smoked 2 cigarettes in my life. But I quit, as Mike can attest to. He saw both of them smoked, and I didn't. I just quit. I called it cold turkey. I had an addiction, obviously.
Man, you should have seen this.
And that was it. And then I'm done. But here's the problem. They were both done in Miami, like in 2006 or something like that. And we're going back to Miami.
Oh,
so
scene of the crime, baby.
Just getting at the airport. It's going to be so hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea for a ticket night out or a field trip when we're at the Super Bowl. Let's have a smoker's night where we all light up.
Yeah. Who can get through a pack the fastest?
Yeah, see who looks the most ridiculous.
Right. Oh, it's me.
So you've had two in your life and you had them both the same night? Like,
yeah.
You're on a roll?
You
light it with the other one and just keep it going?
You should have seen this.
There were these girls that were there at the table, and they were awful, by the way.
But the girls?
They weren't that bad.
Yeah, they were.
Oh.
But they were speaking to us, and they were Cuban.
Okay.
Or, right?
Yeah.
They were, and one of them had a cigarette, and she was like, do you
yes.
want one?
Her
and
name was Stephanie Hernandez.
How do you remember this?
For something as momentous as this, how could I forget it?
So she goes, you want a cigarette? And I was like, yeah, I do.
And he's trying to do all this because I guess I was talking to the other one or something. He's trying to do all this without me seeing.
No, I'm not.
No,
I
you
don't care.
No, the hell you weren't. He was trying to do all this without me seeing it. So,
because I was wondering if you would do it just to make him laugh or to be weird, but you're actually just like, all right, yeah, I'll take
that,
one.
That might have been
Did you hold it and like light it and like burn yourself? And I'm enjoying
that. Might have been a secondary agenda, but. He kind of turned her away and then lit it up, and then he hid it from me. So I'm sitting there, you know, talking to this old broad and everything, and the next thing
true.
It is true. The next thing I know, I look out of the corner of my eye, see him doing something with his hand, and I look over there, and he's smoking.
Now, I remember when he looked at me like, he didn't say anything, he's just staring at me like my dad, you know, and I'm like, what? And then I got another one. And then
I said, what are you doing smoking? And then he put it out. And I thought, man, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Well, not 5 minutes later,
oh yeah,
he has mooched another cigarette from this old broad. And I look over there, and he's doing it again.
He's addicted.
He's got it torched up, and he's doing it again.
And then I had to quit.
How was quitting? Was that hard?
Awful. It was,
I bet.
Absolutely.
Did you do the gum or the patch?
Yeah,
or,
yeah. It's as bad. Well, I had to go to hypnotherapy.
Hypnosis. Yeah, I just had to have a patch, and I put it on it. Yeah.
Just right there. To start.
Yeah, right there.
But we can just go back to the actual spot. We were outside the Delano. The hotel, that swanky hotel,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
Right, we can go sit at the... I know the
we
table,
have to
we,
do
we
it.
Do.
Yeah, we've got to do
yes.
that.
Yes, man, and you guys have to get a pack.
Yeah.
Yep. We all have to see who can quit first.
You know what yes. idiots will look like?
Yes.
Smoking and coughing. And people walking by like, and none of you ever smoke. You just look like dorks.
Yes.
Everyone's like, what the hell's with
these
guys?
Old yeah, guys
you,
know,
you got a table full of old guys sitting around and five of them are just going...
It was awful. It really, you know what? The next morning, it hurt like it did.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a terrible. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, going back to Miami, we may need to exercise a ton of demons from those trips, man. Even the few I've been on have been pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's Miami. We're going back. Yeah. It's Miami. All right, boys. We really appreciate you guys joining us today.
Sure.
You're kicking us out? Yeah, we have a guest coming up.
Well, you can
yeah.
stay.
Yeah, you guys can stay. You're more than welcome to stay because you guys know all about...
Well, I told Soroy
about...
I was going to stay till midnight. He was like, no, we're done before that. Yeah, do the whole thing. You